Hey there, everyday heroes. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like your relationships are a bit chaotic? Like you're constantly walking on eggshells or battling in a turmoil that somehow spills over into your connections with others? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, and trust me, it's got some serious game-changing insights for building stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or becoming a robot, it's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately finding inner peace. And that peace, my friends, is like a magic ingredient that makes relationships way more delicious. Think about it. When you're calm and collected, you can actually listen to others without instantly reacting, right? You can offer genuine support instead of getting caught up in your own drama. Now, Stoicism isn't some mystical philosophy you need a PhD to grasp. It's all about practical wisdom, and today we're breaking it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your relationships. Number 1. Focus on what you can control. This is huge. You can't control other people's actions or even their reactions, but you absolutely can control your own responses. When someone does something that rubs you the wrong way, and let's be real, it happens to all of us, take a deep breath, assess the situation, and choose how you want to respond. Do you want to react impulsively or approach the situation with calm understanding? Number 2. Practice empathy like a boss. Stoicism emphasizes putting yourself in other people's shoes. Really try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. When we make an effort to see things from another person's point of view, it builds bridges of connection and understanding. You know that feeling when someone truly hears you? That's pure magic. Number 3. Be kind to yourself. We're often our own worst critics, right? But Stoicism reminds us to treat ourselves with the same compassion and understanding we'd offer a dear friend. Forgive your mistakes, celebrate your wins, and remember that you're doing your best. Self-compassion is like a superpower for building strong relationships. It radiates outward and creates a more positive and supportive environment for everyone involved. Number 4. Find the good in everything. This might sound cheesy, but hear me out. Stoicism encourages us to look for the silver lining even in difficult situations. When you focus on the positive aspects of your relationships, even amidst challenges, it strengthens your bond and helps you navigate rough patches together. Number 5. Live intentionally. This means being mindful of your choices and actions, especially in your relationships. What kind of energy do you want to bring to your interactions? Do you want to be supportive, encouraging, and present? Stoicism reminds us that we're not just reacting to life, we have the power to shape it, one intentional action at a time. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine you're hanging out with your best friend, and they start venting about a major conflict with their partner. You might feel tempted to chime in with advice or offer solutions, but before you do, take a moment to practice what we just talked about. First, remember that you can't control the situation, only your response. Second, try to see things from their perspective. They're probably feeling hurt, frustrated, and maybe even a little lost. Third, offer them genuine empathy and support instead of jumping in with solutions. Sometimes, the best thing we can do for our loved ones is simply listen without judgment and let them know we're there for them. So, what did we learn today? Stoicism isn't about being emotionless or controlling, it's about mastering your inner world so you can build stronger, more meaningful connections with the people who matter most. Remember to focus on what you can control, practice empathy like a boss, be kind to yourself, find the good in everything, and live intentionally. Now go out there and rock those relationships. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and share it with your friends. Let's spread the Stoic love together. Catch you in the next episode where we'll tackle, insert next topic tease.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.